Hi, I'm April Adams Pertwee. I'm your host of the Inside Story podcast. I've been telling people stories my entire adult life as a broadcast journalist, video producer, and digital storyteller. These days, you can find me at Light Beamers, where I'm building a community of women who are ready to step into their brave by sharing their story with the world. On the Inside Story podcast, I'm bringing you some of the best stories I'm discovering from both the women inside of my community, as well as from around the streets of the internet. Plus, I'm digging deep to share some of my own stories with you along the way. My hope is that these stories will help encourage you to examine your own story so that you can share it with other people. I have a motto at Light Beamers: when we share our stories, we shine a light. So with that in mind, let's get down to business today and share the light found in this episode. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to the Inside Story podcast. I'm your host, April Adams Pertwee. So happy you are here. I am actually recording this podcast from outside of my normal in-home studio, if you will. I'm actually in the car traveling a little bit today and really maximizing my time while driving, dreaming up episodes to bring to you. And this is one that I really am excited to talk about today because I feel like it's a good time to remind you all and talk about how often you should be sharing your story. This is a question that I get all the time about storytelling and about sharing your story: is how often should I actually be sharing my story publicly and to my audience and to people in general? And so that is what I'm going to dive into right now. So if you happen to be new here, if this is one of your first times listening to the show, I want to say hello and welcome. We are really all about storytelling, and so that is going to be a deep dive on the topic today. And of course, if you've been here for a while, I want to just say welcome back. Thanks for being here and continuing to tune in to the podcast to get inspired and get, you know, good teaching around how to share your story. And we're going to dive definitely into that today. Let me take a second to remind you that I would so love if you took a minute today to hit the subscribe button on your podcast player and make sure you're getting all of our episodes, and also to hit the review button and give us a review. A written review is even better, and I know that takes a few minutes for you to do that, but if you have a minute today after you're done listening to this episode, would you give this podcast a review? We are really trying to get the podcast out to more people, and written reviews honestly really help. They help us to be able to promote the podcast. They help new listeners who are scouting podcasts. A lot of times new listeners will look at and, you know, read reviews to see if this podcast might be worth their time or not. So your words really do matter, and I would so appreciate a written review and a share of this podcast, and of course, for you to become a regular subscriber and to get our new episodes when they drop every single Wednesday. It is my pleasure to bring you the show, and as of right now, we bring you this show through the efforts of Light Beamers. Everything that we do at Light Beamers is all around helping you share your story to make a bigger impact in the world, to reach more people, and to grow yourself personally as a storyteller. And so let's dive into a little bit more of that today, talking about how often should you share your story. As I said before, this is one of the questions that I get most often, is that people don't really know how often they should share their story. They feel like if they've shared it a few times already, that do they really need to share it again? Do they need to keep talking about their story? Because, you know, if their audience has already heard it, why would the audience need to hear it again? And it's a valid question. As humans, it's very normal to think, well, I've already done that, you know, why do I need to do it again? And I think we just first need to take a step back to remember how the world operates today. The world is a fast and crazy place. And with technology, with social media, with just the internet in general, things move at a very fast pace. And, you know, our attention spans and our ability to remember things has dramatically decreased over the years. And we need to be, I don't know about you guys, but I know I need to be told things and I need to hear things multiple times, even in my own household. You know, my husband might have to say something to me a couple of times, well, probably more than a couple, but a few times, right? I need to hear it a few times before I've actually really integrated what he's trying to say to me. And I think that in general, like when we're out in the world and we're consuming content, we're listening to podcasts, or we're taking a course, maybe on storytelling, right? If you were to take one of our courses, you might watch a video, but you might actually need to watch that video a couple of times. You might need to go back to the material after a period of time. I just was doing this recently. I was going back to some courses that I've created, and I've gone back and listened to them recently because I don't even, it's a stuff that I created. I created this course, right? This material, and I don't even remember what the heck I put in there. Like, I had to go back and rewatch the lessons to remember what was in there because I cannot remember. It had some time had elapsed since I recorded those videos, that course. And so it's just a reminder that I'm pretty sure you're the same way, right? Things happen, you forget, you need to hear things multiple times. And that's just how our world is. We have so much information coming in that even though we've heard something before, it's always great to hear it again. And when you hear it again, it might jog your memory. Oh, like, oh yeah, that's right. I remember that now, right? But hearing it again is helpful in getting you to that state of remembering. So when you're out in the world sharing your story and sharing your stories, and maybe you've shared these stories in the past, maybe you've shared these stories in the past to the very same people you're speaking them out loud again to right now, they are going to have that same experience. They may have heard it before, but they had forgotten about those pieces of you. They had forgotten about that aspect of your story. They're not remembering. And so when you share that story again to the same group of people, then they're like, oh yeah, I remember now. And oh yeah, that's such a good story. Oh yeah, I remember, that's such a good story. That's a piece of you I'd forgotten about. And even if they had not forgotten, it's still just good to remember again, like just to hear it again and to bring it back up to the front of the brain, right? Of consciousness. Now, that's for one group of people that maybe you have shared your story a time or two before. But also remember, because again, of the way our world operates, I mean, it's kind of fascinating when I think about the way that we have just amazing access and ability to reach new people on a daily basis. I mean, on a daily basis, there are new people joining my email list. They're going over to my website and they're signing up for some free downloads that we have. One of our most popular one is the Story Formula. If you have not grabbed that one, I highly recommend it because it's our number one free asset that we offer. And people tell me all the time how much they love it and how helpful it is. But that gets people on our email list because they're giving us their name and their email. And they're agreeing that, you know, hey, I want to hear from you. I want to learn more from Lightbeamers. I want to know more about storytelling. I want help getting visible and sharing my message in a bigger way. And they're looking for help on how to craft their story and how to put it together. And that's what that Story Formula Guide helps them do. And so every single day, because we've worked for the last 9 years really hard and getting that Story Formula Guide out to all the places. I mean, I just did it right now, right? I just shared it again on the podcast right now. You know, I'm always reminding people to go grab that thing because it's number one, because it's really helpful. Number two, I want to be able to find ways to communicate with you on a regular basis. And while you might be listening to the podcast on Wednesdays or some at some point during the week when we drop our new episodes, I also like to be able to send you our emails that has even more information than, you know, just the weekly podcast about the stuff we've got going on at Light Beamers and some of our emails in which we're just teaching storytelling and teaching things around visibility. Maybe it's offering our free challenges that we have pretty much ongoing all the time. So there's always new people joining our email list, right? Every single day. By the same token, maybe you don't have an email list. Maybe you're not running a business. I mean, if you're running a business, hopefully you do have an email list. If you're running a business and you don't have an email list, let's talk about getting you started on one because that's really important. We're actually, side note, sidebar, squirrel brain for just a minute. We're actually focusing on that inside our membership, the Visibility Accelerator. This entire month, I'm helping members of that. That's a paid membership that I offer. But anyway, we are helping our members go deep into email marketing because I believe it's a really important endeavor for business owners. But maybe you don't have a business, maybe you don't have an email list. Look, think of social media. I mean, every single day we are getting new followers on our social media accounts. So these are new people that are coming into our world that have never heard my story before, ever. They have no idea who I am. They might have clicked on one or two social media posts. Maybe they were sitting at coffee with a friend, and that friend happens to follow us at Light Beamers. And they made a comment about something they learned around storytelling or visibility or whatever it may be, speaking, all the things that we talk about all the time. And that friend was like, "Oh, I'm taking this really cool challenge by Light Beamers. I'm learning how to step up as a speaker and share my message more with more people. I want to get out on more stages." And that friend says, "Oh, cool. Tell me about that." Like, "Oh, go follow this girl, April, on Light Beamers." I mean, that happens all the time, right? I do that all the time. I go tell my friends of other cool accounts that I think they should follow. And so new people come into Light Beamers and start following us on social media. Maybe this is happening for you, right? You get new followers on your social media accounts because of a variety of things that might happen. Maybe they're just scrolling and the algorithm puts your content in front of them that day and they like that post that you shared. And so therefore they just click over and they follow you. And so now you have a new person that has never heard your story before, even though you have shared it. You've shared it in the past, you've shared it with in different opportunities, but you now have new followers, new email subscribers. That gives you an opportunity to share that story again because they have never heard it. They have never, ever, ever, ever once heard anything about your story. They, even if you've told these stories before, they've never heard them, you know? If we were to go back and catalog, I've been doing this podcast now for going on 4 years. We're in our fourth year of producing this podcast weekly, and we started it in 2020, right? This is actually a really good exercise. I need to do this. If we were to go back and catalog every single big and small story that I've shared on this podcast that tells you something a little bit about me, right? I promise you, I have told these stories more than once on multiple episodes. And the reason why is, even though as much as I would love it if I knew that like you were listening to every single episode we've ever put out in the history of time, you know, 180 some odd episodes so far, it would be amazing if you were that listener that has listened to every single one. But the reality is, you haven't, right? I mean, first of all, you might be brand new and this might be your very first episode. So you've listened to none of them except for the one today. But maybe you have been a regular subscriber and you listen to our podcast regularly. But have you listened to every single episode? I mean, my favorite podcast that I listen to on repeat, I can assure you, I have never listened to every single episode in anybody's podcast library. So it's unrealistic to think that. And so I don't have a problem, you know, repeating stories because number one, you need to hear it again. Maybe I say something this time around that helps you remember something that triggers something in you in a positive way. Helps you remember something about my story that helps you feel less alone, helps you feel seen and heard, helps you feel camaraderie with me. And number one, maybe it makes you want to tune in next week for another podcast episode so that you can get more content that's going to help you. Great. That's awesome, right? But chances are maybe you just never even heard that story to begin with because you're not listening to every single thing that I put out into the world. So remember that about your own audience. Even your best audience members are not consuming every single thing that you put out there. It's impossible to follow someone's content that way because we are just a content-drenched society, which is a good thing. I think it's a good thing. I mean, we have incredible access to content these days, but it's impossible to follow one person's content to the bone, right? So I am saying all of this to just remind you that when you ask that question, how often should I share my story? My answer is going to be, you need to share it way more often than what you are probably already doing. You need to share it as much as possible and find a variety of ways to do that and mix up your stories because you don't have just one story in you. You have many stories in you. You are a multi-layered human being that has many facets to your story that the more you dig into them and the more stories that you tell, not just a boring story. I mean, let's please all of us agree to stop telling the boring story of who we are, what we do, and how we serve people, especially if you're in business, right? We get that one beat over our heads so much in terms of marketing, you know, and your brand messaging. I hate that stuff. It's like, who are you? What do you do? And who do you serve? Yes, we need to know those things. Those are important exercises to do and in our messaging to understand that for ourselves. But that's not the story that you need to be sharing all the time. How many times have you guys gone to networking meetings? Oh my gosh, I just did one. I'm going to tell you the story in just a second. But how many times have you gone to networking meetings and, you know, people go around the room and share who they are, what they do? How many times has it just been like, by the time you get to the end of everybody in the room, you're so bored because all people have done is basically pitch themselves, right? All they're doing is just telling you who they are, what their title is, what their business name is, and probably some offer that they have going on right now. Oh, we've got a special going right now on window cleaning, or we've got a special going, or you know, I'm running a free challenge right now. I could stand up and say, "Hi, I'm April. I'm the CEO and founder of Light Beamers, and we help women tell their story. And we've got a great challenge, a free challenge going on right now, where if you want to step out and be a speaker, you know, you can come into our 5-day bootcamp challenge." I mean, that could be a really boring way that I would introduce myself. And don't get me wrong, I've done that. I mean, you know, sometimes that's all they want you to do at networking meetings, which is why I'm really choosy these days about the networking meetings that I go to, because I don't like that. And that does not really help me. Number one, it doesn't really help me get new clients because it's so boring. And number two, it doesn't actually help me go and meet new people and connect with people because I don't connect with people over what is your title in the name of your company. I could care less. What helps me connect with people is knowing something about them, right? Knowing something about your journey, knowing something about your real lived experience, knowing something about maybe something you're actually struggling with right now. How refreshing would it be that, like, You would stand up in a room full of people and say, instead of like, "Hi, I'm April. I'm the CEO and founder of Light Beamers, where we help women tell their story." What if I told you that I'm having a really bad day today? What if I stood up in a networking meeting and said, "Hi, I'm April, and I woke up today really struggling. The fear and the anxiety just was speaking super loud to me today. And I felt like the only way I could really combat it was to get out of my four walls of my home, which is why I came here today. I came here today because I wanted to meet new people. I wanted to be inspired by hearing other people's stories. I wanted to be around some good positive energy. And so thank you for being, for hosting this meeting, because I'm already feeling better. I mean, what if we actually just shared a piece of our story instead of sharing who we are, what we do, and how we serve people, and how can I take your money in a credit card, right? I think that's really what's missing in this world. And I won't get off on that tangent because that's a diatribe that I won't get into. I'll save that for another podcast. And I'm sure if you go back and listen to other podcasts, you'll hear me say that on repeat. But, like that's why we need to say our story on repeat. We need to constantly be finding ways to share pieces of our story. And our story doesn't have to be the who we are, what we do, how we serve. Our stories are the real intimate moments about our story. And if I just shared the real moments, and I try to do this on a regular basis. I mean, could I be better at it? Heck yeah. If you go back to the very first episode of this podcast, you will learn that the reason why I started this podcast was because I wanted to be a better storyteller. Me, the person that is a trained storyteller. I'm a trained journalist. I have been doing storytelling for 30 plus years. I have made storytelling my life's work. And 4 years ago, I started this podcast because I wanted to be a better storyteller. I wanted to create a platform where it would challenge me to tell stories that I wasn't currently telling. Because there are always stories to be unearthed. There are always stories that we're holding on to and we're not telling anybody. We're running a challenge in our Light Beamers community right now. It is one of our speaker challenges. And it was so cool because somebody came into the challenge and we had everybody introduce themselves. And one woman was saying, "I'm here because I really want to get up the guts, get up the nerve to tell a story that I know I'm not telling." Like, she knows what the story is, but she hasn't found the courage yet to share that story. And I know what that's like. That's where, I mean, I'm still like that. I feel that on a regular basis. I have stories that are inside of me that I haven't found the courage to tell yet. And that's where I was sitting 4 years ago when I started this podcast. Oh man. Oh, hello. Number one, it was the year 2020, and I was feeling all the feels around everything. I mean, there was just so much going on, not only in the world, but in my world. And I had a lot of bottled up stories that I just hadn't figured out how to really tell and to tell from a very empowered place. And I started this podcast because I just decided, yeah, I wanted listeners. And yeah, I really hoped that something I shared on the show was going to help you. But at the end of the day, honestly, this podcast began as a very selfish endeavor because I needed a place to just, put a microphone in front of me and stand in the middle of a room, kind of close my eyes. I would be doing that right now, except that I'm driving. But I just kind of close my eyes a lot of times and start talking when I do these solo episodes because I'm just trying to dig out my stories. And it's a practice ground to me. This is like a big giant sandbox, And so we all need these places where we can excavate our stories because we have so many stories inside of us. And you're never going to run out of stories. So when you get stuck on this question of, how often should I be sharing my story? Like, dang, every single day if you can, because you've got a lot of stories inside of you, and that's going, the storytelling piece is going to be the piece that connects you to more people. It's going to bring new friends into your world. It's going to bring new clients into your business. It's going to elevate your visibility because you're going to be consciously figuring out ways to go tell those stories and to be visible with that story. And you are going to, honestly, here's what you're really going to get out of it. You're going to find dramatic healing, because of all those stories that you are hanging on to and that you haven't found the courage to tell. When you go on that storytelling journey, you're going to find the courage to tell them. And if you hang out with us, trust me, I promise, you will find the courage to tell it. You can hang out with us here at the podcast. You can come into our private Facebook community, the Lightbeamers community, and let these places be your sandbox, right? Let us encourage and inspire and equip you on how to tell those stories, how to dig them out, how to start telling them on a regular basis, finding all the places to go share them. You know, your email, your social media, your blogs, your networking meetings, your coffee meetings. I mean, you know, I just want to remind you that your audience is nothing more than just a best friend. When you start treating your audience like a best friend, you will start telling more stories. You will start telling more stories, because do you keep this stuff from your best friend? I mean, your best friend knows some of your stories, some of your most deep, intimate stories. I mean, your best friend's going to be the one that when you call at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, I need you, you know that she's coming, number one, and you know that she's going to be a safe place to tell why you're in such need, right? So you treat your audience like a best friend, and you'll never run out of stories to share. And so you will stop asking that question, how often should I share my story? And you'll be in a pattern of regularly sharing your story, because you're starting to see your audience differently, right? It's not, what can I get out of my audience? What can I say in order to get my audience to do something that's going to benefit me? Stop thinking like that. Start treating your audience like a best friend. And then the very next thing in your brain is like, well, how can I just connect deeper? How can I go deeper in this relationship with my best friend? Or with a new friend that you maybe want to turn into a best friend one day, right? Think of that the next time you get a new subscriber to your email list or a new follower on your social media. That's a new friend that you need to figure out, maybe this could be a really good friend. It's a new friend today, but maybe I could turn her into a really good friend. And then maybe one day I'll look back and see that now she's become my best friend. That changes the game, I promise you. So I'm recording this at the very beginning of April, the month of April, which, you know, happens to be my first name. So April is always a fun month for me. You know, growing up, I did not like my name. I did not like being named April, because people, you know, kids and annoying adults, oh my gosh, they drove me crazy with, oh, it's April Fool's Day, you know, and they would always try to, like, you know, tell stupid jokes to me on April Fool's Day, and I hated April Fool's Day because, you know, my name was triggered a lot of that. Or I had this one of my brother's best, I have an older brother, and one of his best friends who was in, you know, around us all the time. He was always at our house. Every time the month of April rolled around every year, he would say, do April showers bring May flowers? And I was like, that was funny the first time you asked me that, but every year for the last 15 years, it's no longer funny. So I hated that. So I hated all these like April jokes, you know, and I didn't really like my name. But I've come to really love my name. I've come to appreciate spring and all the beautiful things that April, the month of April, brings. You know, I feel like this is where spring is. This is where the weather is starting to get better and the sunshine is out more. And I feel like it's a good reminder that our stories are a light, right? Light beamers. When you share your story, you shine a light. In the month of April, I want you to remember that. This is the month of April. This is the month of storytelling. Make this your storytelling month. Make this the month that you go out every single day and find ways to share your story. That if I ask you, when was the last time you shared your story with somebody? Because you're one of those people going, how often should I share my story? And I'm like, well, when was the last time you shared it? And you're like, I don't know. It's been a while. Okay. Then you already know the answer. Like, okay, today is the day you need to share your story again, right? But be the person that when I say, hey, when's the last time you shared your story? You're like, hey, 5 minutes ago or yesterday. Or I sent an email to my email list and got this great response because I shared this really personal story and my audience loved it. Be that person in the month of April. Go on this storytelling journey with me. And I'm committed to this process too. I try to always find stories to share with you here on the podcast every single week. I am always challenging myself to write better emails to my email subscribers. Want to get on my list? Go to lightbeamers.com and download that story formula. You'll benefit from it. Number one, learning how to tell your story. And then you can witness me doing it on a regular basis by getting our emails. So check out my emails and just, model my emails. I try to be a good model for you so that you understand how to weave storytelling into everything you do. All right, guys, I hope this answers the question, how often should I be sharing my story? The answer is way more often than what you're currently doing. Make the month of April your storytelling month. Make the month of April the month that you tell your story on a regular basis, every single day. Would you like to take that challenge? Tell your story every single day. Wake up and think, okay, where can I do it today? I've got that networking meeting. I'm not going to be that person that stands up and tells that boring, boring way to introduce myself, right? I'm going to just introduce myself and tell a little bit of something about me that's real and meaningful and allows me to connect much deeper to the people in the room versus just being that person that, tells their who they are, what they do, and how they serve. Go be that person today. Go be the person who tells a really great story. And when you do that, you, my friend, will be a light beamer. You'll be shining your light on others and letting them know that they're not alone, that there's someone else out there battling or overcoming and doing the same things like you. So I hope this encourages you. I hope this gets you excited about the month of April, the month of storytelling, I'm calling it. And I hope this makes you want to tune in again and again and again and again and again to the Inside Story Podcast and check out some of our past episodes, not only our amazing interviews, but some of those solo episodes where you will hear me telling my story over and over and over again. All right, I love you guys so much. Thanks for being here this week, and I'll see you again on another episode of the Inside Story Podcast. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to give it a review and share this broadcast out with your friends and family. Now, did listening to this episode make you think more about your own story? Are you wondering which parts of your own story are relevant to share with others? This is the question I get asked more than any other. How do I share my story? Which parts of my story are worth sharing with other people? How can I make my story relatable so that others can benefit from it? I've taken my simple process that I've used for years as a journalist and broken it down into a three-part storytelling formula that will help you discover the key components of your own story and how to share it. It's a free resource I've created to help you become a light beamer by sharing your story. Simply go to www.lightbeamers.com and click on the big yellow button on the homepage to download your story formula. I'd love to hear your story too, so be sure to join my free community on Facebook, the Light Beamers Community, and share your story with me.
I can't wait to learn more about you and the story that's inside of you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notified when our next broadcast is live. You will want to stay tuned to the stories we are lining up for you next. I promise they are so good. As always, Light Beamers, I'm over here cheering for you.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.